Rashi al Torah, Parashat Shemini, Aliyat Rishon. Parashat Shemini is dealing with the inauguration of the Mishkan. For 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu went through a whole procedure in order to bring forth the actualization of the Mishkan. The Kohanim are starting to serve on the 8th day, Aharon, and his children are going to be the ones who now start to do the Avodah in the Mishkan, and that's what's happening. That's how we start off. Parashat Shemini, Aharon and his sons are ready to take things to the next stage. As they're getting ready for Aharon to take the job and do everything he needs to do, the Pasuk says, Vayon Moshe el Aharon. Moshe tells Aharon, Kerav el hamizbeach. Moshe tells Aharon, Aharon, you need to approach the Mizbeach and bring the sin offering and also hatatecha ve'et olatecha and also the ola offering that you're going to bring v'chaped ba'adcha u'ad ha'am and receive atonement for yourself and for the people. Rashi comments over here, Kerav el hamizbeach, he's bothered by why is Moshe telling Aharon, Aharon, approach the Mizbeach now. Come forward. Do what you need to do. Seemingly, he should just go and do whatever he was supposed to do. Moshe could instruct him. Why is he telling him, move. Go move. Make a movement right now. It's bothering Rashi. Simply, Aharon should just do what he needs to do. So Rashi says, Shehaya Aharon bosh veyare lageshet. Aharon was nervous. He was embarrassed to approach the Mizbeach. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, he said, Amar lo Moshe, lama ta bosh lekach nivharta. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, why are you embarrassed? Why are you ashamed to do what you need to do? You were chosen specifically for this. The Hachamim understand this line of Rashi, that you were picked, you were chosen for this. You can understand it in a very pshat sense, that you were chosen for this job. Get the job done. This is you. Hashem chose you. This is not something that I'm deciding. This is not something that's coming arbitrarily and you're the person. This is a choice by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you could understand it in a different way. You could understand that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aharon, for this very reason you were chosen. Aharon, you're not somebody who's anxious for leadership. You're not somebody who's jumping at the opportunity to be on top. You're a bashful individual. You're somebody who is looking to not be always the guy in the limelight. You're looking to be somebody who takes the back seat and you allow others to receive the credit, other people to be right there up front. Aharon, you're looking to be that person in the back, but right now, you're that person up front. Hashem chose you specifically for this job because you're the type of person who's not jumping at those opportunities, because you're not the person looking for the attention. You're looking to be sincere. You're looking to be devout. You're looking to be the person who's serving Hashem with that temimut, with that genuine feeling. And therefore, you're the person who's going to serve as the ambassador for the Jewish people. You're going to be the one who brings the korbanot on their behalf and gets them a kapara whenever they need it, gets them the atonement in situations that they're going to need Hashem to accept it.